Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my very happy co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, yes, I am very happy. I'm celebrating, but naked for some reason. That was a nerve-wracking game, man. I got so hot, I had to take my clothes off. Like,
there was the visual, thank God for radio. Not TV. We're going to lead off with Giants football, and then we're going to talk NBA news, you know, a little sad news with the Knicks, then shift gears with a little MLB news and the rest of the hot stove, and as usual, preview the Royal Rumble and what's going on in WWE and, you know, TNA. But without further ado, let's talk Super Bowl right here. The Patriots they won earlier today 23-20, but you know, we're in New York City, we're not in Boston, so we're gonna lead off with the football Giants and our Big Blue fan over here, Macaulay. You know, I'm gonna give you the floor. Say what's on your mind.
Yeah, it was a great game. Giants and Niners, chance to go to the Super Bowl. It was a sloppy game because, you know, the weather wasn't that great. It was raining and the field was wet and slippery. But, you know, it was a great defensive battle. Eli had a great game. He was 32 for 58, I think, threw for 316 yards, two TDs. In the first half, Victor Cruz, man, he was killing the Niner defense. I mean, he just couldn't guard the guy. And he finished the game, I think, with 10 receptions, 142 yards. He didn't catch any touchdowns, but, you know, like I said, he was killing them all day, like catching some big passes. And both defenses were held up. They were pretty good. I mean, both defenses were getting pressure on the quarterback. I think Eli got sacked like 6 times.
Yeah, especially in the second half. It seemed like they kept going, especially in the full quarter. It seemed like they were getting to him. You know, they were knocking him down, sacking him, you know. They really got to him.
Yeah, in the first half, they couldn't do nothing. But in the second half, they adjusted, and they were just collapsing on the pocket and pushing the offensive lineman back and getting pressure on Manning. So Manning didn't really have that much time to throw.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was still a close game throughout. Giants were leading at the half by 10, I think it was 10-7, I think. It was a close game throughout. What's his face for 49ers? Vernon Davis?
I believe so, yeah.
That guy is cocky as hell, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he caught 2 touchdowns today.
Caught 2 touchdowns and celebrating like he won the Super Bowl.
Well, had they held on, they would have went there.
Yeah, possibly. But, like, he caught the first touchdown in the game, and he's celebrating and climbing up the freaking the lamppost or whatever that is next to the field goal stand. Yeah. Acting like he just won a freaking Super Bowl ring or something. I mean, come on, like, take it easy, San Antonio Holmes. I mean, come on, don't be celebrating. The game's not over yet. Goodness.
Oh.
But it was a defensive battle. What killed the Niners were those 2 late turnovers in the second half. The what's his name? That rookie punt returner. I think his name is Kyle Williams, I think.
Which one, on your team?
No, on Niners. Like he had 2 huge turnovers for the Niners today. He had the one where,
I believe so. Yeah, the guy, right? The one that went off his knee.
Yeah, the one that went off his knee, and Giants got the ball, and then I think they scored a touchdown after that.
I think it's 17-14.
Yeah, Eli threw a touchdown to
Manningham. Like,
Manningham, right? And the big turnover in the overtime where he tried to return the punt, and one of the Giants knocked the ball out, and they got the ball on the 30 or 35, I think. So that guy probably won't be back. They'll probably cut his ass because of that. But, I mean, it was a defensive battle. Great game, nerve-wracking game, but, you know, Giants pulled it out in the end. And setting up a big rematch with the Pats in the Super Bowl.
We're reading each other's mind again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, rematch of the Super Bowl of just a couple
42.
Of years ago.
Yeah. Super Bowl 42. Now, this will be rematch Super Bowl 46 this year. And, you know, there's been many great rematches. There's been Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker, Ali versus Frazier.
Yep.
You know, many great rematches, and this will just be another one, you know.
Knicks versus Lakers in the 70s.
Knicks versus Lakers, yes.
You could even say the Celtics and Lakers this modern generation, too.
Yeah, Celtics versus Lakers. So, you know, many great rematches, and a lot of people wanted to see this rematch, so. And Packers fans, they've been talking a lot, saying that they want the Giants, so they got what they wish for.
That's what the saying goes, be careful what you wish for.
Exactly.
I get it.
Boston fans, you better be careful because we're about to end your season, and it's about to collapse like the Boston Red Sox did this past MLB season, so watch out. 2 weeks.
Tick-tock, the clock is ticking.
Hell yeah. Shit, back-to-back years that Pats get, this season gets ended by New York teams. But we'll see. You know, it'll be a great game in Indy. It's going to take place in Indy, in the Dome. So,
yep.
That might be a shootout, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. The only time this year, you know, the subculture is gonna go, you know, is involved with the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They won 2015. No, not 2015. Yeah. 2014.
I don't even know what their record was. All I know is that they suck this year.
Yep. And they're most likely going to draft on Andrew Luck.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do.
Good luck with that.
But, yeah, it's going to be a good one. 2 weeks Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. And the Pro Bowl is coming next week, but no one cares about that.
That's one All-Star game I do not care about.
No players care about it. They just want to be named to the Pro Bowl, but no one cares about playing there. It's like all the other All-Star games. The players don't care.
Back in the day, I used to watch it. I mean, I used to watch it, but it wasn't as exciting as the other All-Star games. Like, I think the other ones much more seriously than I think the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Out of all the All-Star games, the Pro Bowl is the one that's not. I don't think any fan really cares about.
Nope, yeah, really, no. Not even the players care about it. The players just want to be named to the Pro Bowl, but
yeah,
a lot of them sit out.
A lot of them just freaking play. A lot of them just, you know.
It's like arena football.
They're very loose, yeah.
Nobody cares. I mean, it's, you know, people want to go home. I mean, your team is nowhere in the playoffs. You don't really care. You just want the season to officially be over. Or you're in the playoffs. You know, you're about to go to the Super Bowl. And you don't want to play that. You don't want to play too seriously and hurt yourself and, you know, risk yourself,
yeah,
you know, not even playing the Super Bowl. So it's like, I don't know. It's, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe the timing is wrong. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they should find a way mid-season to do it.
Well, it used to start right after the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, I remember. It was like a month after the Super Bowl. And
yeah.
And it was like, who cares? I mean, really, who cares? It was like in Hawaii. I mean, no one really cared. It was like a month after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true. But
yeah.
I think it's better this way to have it, you know, before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's better. It's way better than a month after.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, after the Super Bowl, I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
The only thing you should worry about is, training camp next year.
Yep.
And we're about playing in a meaningless game.
Yeah,
now that you think about it, all the All-Star games aren't as good as they used to be. Because,
nah.
I mean, you know, back in the days, the players, you know, most of the players usually stay on the same team.
Yeah.
You know, you have rivalries. It's not really, you know, much, you know, interleague kind of stuff, especially in baseball, you know. The guys
yep.
stay on the same team. You know, it meant something, you know, whooping the other opposition. But these guys, I mean, year by year, I mean, they go wherever, you know, the money takes them. So
yeah.
1 year, this guy's in the American League. The next year, they're in the National League. Or, you know, someone's on the Red Sox and supposedly hate the Yankees. But if the Yankees give him a penny more, he's going to go on the Yankees. I mean, there's not really that much, you know, rivalry, really, when you think about it.
And these games, like, they're broadcast on TV. So a lot of people back in the day,
yeah,
fans,
exactly.
Like, they would watch it to see their favorite player or
exactly.
other players from other teams that they never have a chance to see.
Exactly, right.
Now, with these, you know, game packages on satellite and cable, you know, you
yeah.
can see all the games and all the players
yeah.
every week or every day.
Yeah, you're right. So back in the day, it was like, wow, the National League. You know, wow, imagine, you know, Tom Seaver versus Mickey Mantle, you know. Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder how that'd be like. Nowadays, it's like, you know, Peter versus David Wright is like every year.
Yeah.
A year.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not that much of a big deal. I mean, when
yeah.
you look at, I mean, when you're in the interleague, I mean, it's, you know, fun,
yep.
you know. But other than that, I mean, it's not like a, oh, my gosh. This could be the World Series.
Right, exactly.
It's just a regular game.
Yeah. Well, next week I won't. I'll probably take a look at it, but I won't, you know, focus on the Pro Bowl too much.
Yeah, maybe I might, but most likely I'll just find out the scores. This is the end scores.
Yeah, might watch the Royal Rumble instead.
And we'll definitely talk more about that towards the end of the show. But shifting gears, you know, of course, you know, we got to talk, you know, we gotta get the press here. I know you're pumped up, you know, with the with the Giants. And, of course, when we're talking about the pressing and sports, might as well cue Undertaker's music because, of course, yes, folks, we are talking about the 6-10, the Knicks. Where do we start?
About them?
Yeah, we have to. We're contractually obligated to talk about them for some reason, even though we can't pay for this. But unfortunately, you know, pretty much we could just take out our script that we've been saying for the past 10 years. You know, Knicks don't play any defense. You know, when they try to get a comeback, they pretty much force it to overtime or lose by a last second shot. They lose, but in this instant, Knicks have been on a six game losing streak. Mm-hmm. They lost their last four games at home. This is probably the worst loss that they had on Saturday. Against the Nuggets at home. Gallinari, no shocker here. He had a career high against the Knicks. Al Harrington torched the Knicks yesterday also, and was doing a little skip to my loo kind of dance. Thought he was ready for Austin or something. But as you would expect, Carmelo Anthony is hurt, and he's playing through the pain, and the guy couldn't shoot for nothing, but... I mean, fourth quarter and overtime, he's been more selective with the shot, but you could see the problem with having a star player like that, a hurt star player in Carmelo Anthony. I mean, the ball gets passed to him, and it's clearly because Knicks don't have a point guard, especially a veteran point guard. And right now, they're really missing Chauncey Billups. I mean, with Chauncey Billups, or another veteran point guard, you know, who knows what he's doing, you know, he's not going to just keep force-feeding the passes to Carmelo. I mean, you know how many – do you remember how many shots –
Man, it's not even Chauncey Billups. I'm gonna say, like, this team, they have no – there's no movement on offense.
Exactly.
They can't get Amari involved more in the game.
Exactly. And do you remember how many shots Amari took in the fourth and in overtime?
I don't even remember.
One, and he hit the three. It was a three.
Man.
That he made. He only had one shot. They passed him the ball probably like maybe three to five times, and I don't even think it was five times. It was probably three or four times. The whole fourth and overtime, they passed the ball to him like maybe. Two to four times, I'll say, and he only attempted that one shot. They don't even pass the ball to him. There was one point, folks. I don't know if you were watching the game, that they were double teaming. They were even triple teaming him, and they still passed Carmelo the ball. And of course, they didn't do anything. There was another possession that they had to call timeout because they were going to get a 5-second violation because. They were going to try to press it to Carmelo, but it was like, they were double or triple teaming Carmelo, and they had to call timeout because they were going to get a 5-second violation and turn the ball over. So, I mean, they're too dependent on Carmelo, and Carmelo is hurt.
Yeah, and
everybody else is open, and he's not passing the ball to nobody.
Yeah, we don't have a bench, man. We need to.
No, we don't. We definitely don't.
We need to get Kenyon Martin or something.
Yeah, I mean, there was rumors about that. I mean, he should be eligible to come to resign.
By February, I think?
Yeah. I heard it was March, but you could be right. It could be February.
Oh.
But, he's eligible. Another guy, another former Nugget they're interested in is J.R. Smith. So that's another guy they're interested in also. But
Tony Douglas, he hasn't been playing good since he's a – lost that starting job as point guard.
Yeah. And Shumpert, man, the honeymoon's over with him, too. Sorry, little Amari, man. He's playing like Big Omari now that I think about it. Except he has the ball in his hand and he's just hoisting it up.
Well, he is a rookie. So, you know.
Yeah, he's having a little bit too much confidence.
Yeah. I don't know. D'Antoni needs to go, man. I don't think he's the right coach to coach his team.
Nope. Not at all, man. I mean,
maybe give Woodson a shot.
Maybe, because we all know Herb Williams. I mean, even if they give him the interim job, they don't take him seriously. You know, they're gonna try to get Phil Jackson. I mean, they should go get Phil Jackson. But then again, I don't think
Phil Jackson is not coming here.
He's not coming here because he wants a bona fide superstar. I mean, Carmelo and Stoudemire are superstars, but they don't have a point guard. I mean,
Phil Jackson retired for life.
Phil Jackson only want to go on the team unless it's a real serious legitimate big three, a team that's ready to win a championship right now. I mean, the Knicks clearly aren't ready. I mean, they don't play any defense whatsoever. They have the talent.
Fired, man.
They have the talent. They have the ability, but they don't have a point guard, and they don't have the heart to play defense. So with that, they don't have team chemistry. So I mean, pretty much, you know, it's gonna be another hard, ugly season for the Knicks, unless they can finally get a point guard and turn this crappy team around.
Yep.
That's pretty much all you could say about that, really.
Yo, I just found out that Jason Pierre-Paul had 5 sacks today.
Oh, really? Wow.
That guy, I need to give that guy some plantain and rice.
Yeah, for real. Maybe energize him for the Super Bowl.
He played great today.
And then kudos to the Giants, man.
Yeah.
Big.
I could focus on something positive. I don't focus on the Knicks. Too much negativity with them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Moving on to MLB. The Indians hurler, ace Fausto Carmona. Apparently, that's not his real name, folks. He got arrested for identity fraud. He stole somebody's identity, who the person's real name is Fausto Carmona. And he's actually 3 years older than he said he was.
What's his real name?
They said it, but I don't know what it was.
Oh.
That's just embarrassing, man. I mean, you're playing NBA, you're playing the NBA game, MLB games. You watch the guy on TV. I mean, you think you know the guy. I mean, you don't know the guy, but you think you know the guy's name. But I mean, come on, this guy lied about everything.
You could go to jail now. What's gonna happen?
He got arrested, but I think he got released.
That's a serious offense.
It is a serious offense. Yeah, he falsified the documents, and apparently Leo Nunez, the Marlins reliever, I think he's the closer for the Marlins. He faked his name too. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, expect him to be released by an Indian soon.
Yeah.
Or
I don't think they're going to release him. But then again, who knows? I don't think they will.
Or trade him even. Watch.
And pretty much he lied about his age so he can have a longer career in the MLB. So, I mean, come on, man. It's not worth it.
It's not. Embarrassment.
You're gonna lie? I mean, is that even his real name? I mean, that's just... I don't know, that's messed up. That's kind of like Danny Almonte.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think about it? It's like Danny Almonte because he lied about his age. He lied about his age. He's 3 years older than he said he was.
I'm pretty sure a lot of these Latin and Dominican players, they lie about their age. There was somebody else that did that several years ago. I don't remember who. They found out.
I think Julio Franco lied about his age, too. I think he was... a couple of years older than he said he was.
Oh.
People already thought he was old.
Yes. A lot of these players do it. A lot of these Latin players. I'm not surprised.
Hopefully Reyes isn't like 35 years old or something.
Probably
then again,
is.
Then again, he's not my problem because he's signed with the Marlins now.
Yeah, he's
that's
part
a Marlins
of the exactly. Miami Marlins should worry about him.
Yeah, with their 3D, their ugly 3D uniform. Have you seen the uniform yet?
I have not.
Man, that's
like
one
you
of the
just
worst,
imagine.
One of the worst uniforms ever, man. It
just imagine.
Horrible. See, like this M, and it looks like it's like green. It's like green and red and all. It's like I can't even describe it. It's like what? And the uniform is like teal or something like that. Like this light green.
It's lollipop color, basically.
Yeah, man. It's like this weird. The M look discolored. You'd have to see how it looks, man.
Oh,
but man. That team's they're trying to keep Hanley Ramirez. But
man, I can imagine it. That's why the Marlins are gonna have another losing season.
I hope so. But at least unlike the Mets, they're at least trying. I mean, they signed Reyes. They stole him from the Mets. Mets pretty much gave him away because they didn't even try to bother even trying to make him an offer. They signed Mark Burley away from the White Sox.
Yeah.
They signed Heath Bell from Padres.
Mm-hmm.
They courted Pujols, but Pujols played them. They courted C.J. Wilson, but he played them also. They were trying to make some deals, and another team in the NL East, Nationals. They're the top front runners for fielder.
Oh.
So that's the NL East is gonna get a lot tougher, and it looks like right now the baseball season was starting right now. The Mets are gonna start in the Mets are gonna try to play for last place. Look, it seems. How they not doing anything? I mean. They didn't improve the bullpen, but, I mean, they should have. No. I mean, they had to. The bullpen was horrible. They did nothing to improve the offense. I mean, there's rumors that they're going to sign Cody Ross, but, I mean, Cody Ross, I mean, he's not a superstar. I mean, he did help the Giants win a championship along with Mets center fielder that they got in the Pagan trade on. Andres Torres and that hurler setup man, Ramon Ramirez. It should help out the team, but Mets haven't done anything. I mean, Mets haven't really done anything, to improve the offense. I mean, other than moving the fence in, they haven't done anything to energize the Mets fan base. I mean,
they don't have the money,
and that's the problem. That's where the problem lies.
Yeah.
They're not only – I know they're in New York, with the Yankees. They should try to make an effort to try to make a competitive team. But most importantly, National League, man, the National League, the NL East, everybody's improving. And they're just sitting there not doing anything.
Yeah, I don't know what – they don't have the funds to, really do that much. So.
Yeah. But moving quickly to WWE, who's next week? Who do you think is going to win?
The Royal Rumble? Man, I think Dolph Ziggler's going to win it.
Dolph Ziggler?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad choice.
I think he's a prime candidate. Who do you think is going to win it?
I was thinking Wade Barrett or I can't remember. I think it was Wade Barrett.
I think Dolph is gonna face CM Punk at WrestleMania.
Or it could be Jericho because the rumor for was Jericho facing CM Punk. But I don't see Jericho win.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that is true.
I could see that.
Jericho hasn't won the Royal Rumble.
Did he win one year? No?
I don't think so. Barrett. Somebody, I know Randy Orton's going to be in St. Louis.
Yeah.
So that should also make up a favorite also. Something is going to be Wade Barrett and somebody or somebody else. I can't remember who it was.
Hmm.
A heel. I can't remember.
Yeah, maybe it might be Jericho. Jericho, CM Punk, WrestleMania.
Yeah. They've been having that rumor for a long time.
That'd be good.
Yeah, it definitely would be.
I hope Jericho starts talking now.
Yeah, it would be nice. I mean, he ran away from the match. Big Foley returned to SmackDown, and Cena, kind of went crazy on Swagger, and John Laurinaitis attacked Big Foley afterwards. But we'll talk more about that next week. And I want to thank you for coming on the show, McCauley.
No problem.
The fans for listening, ladies and gentlemen. I'll see you guys next week. Enjoy the Giants.
Go Giants.